course, the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah and the Yamim Nuraim were all established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And of course, well, they have to be understood on a level of the Peshat, but one must recognize and admit that the Chachamim did put a lot of remazim, a lot of hints into these tefillot. And the more we think of these kavanot, the greater value the tefillah has. For example, the Zohar Kadosh in the Tikkunim writes that one should say in the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah the word Ubchen four times. Like we say Ubchen Yitkadash Shemcha Hashem Elokeinu, Ubchen Ten Pachtecha, Ubchen Ten Kavod La'amecha, Ubchen Tzadikim Yiru V'yismachu. There's four times the word Ubchen. What's the explanation? They say in Perashat Meshalach, there's three pesukim that are next to each other. One pasuk starts with the word Vayisa, one pasuk Vayavo, and one pasuk starts with the word Vayet. These three pesukim are very, very unique in the sense that each pasuk has 72 letters in the pesukim. That corresponds to the holy name of God, that equals 72. So the Mefarshim say the first Ubchen, the word Bechen, equals 72. Bet, Chaf, Nun. So you have Kavanah, that's referring to the first Pasuk of 72 letters, Keneged Avraham Avinu. And the second one is Keneged, the second Pasuk, Keneged Yitzhak Avinu. The third one is Keneged, the third Pasuk, Keneged Yaakov Avinu. And then the fourth one is the fourth leg of the chariot, which is David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, which is a combination of one letter from each Pasuk, which creates 72 different names of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is just another hadush that shows you that even the one word, Ubchen, is there for a reason, and there's Kavanot. But on a simple level, the Mefarshim say that the Ubchen reminds us of a Pasuk in Megillat Esther, when Queen Esther was about to go into the King Ahasuerus, she said, Ubchen avo el ha-melech asher lo chadat. She says, and behold, I will go in front of the king, asher lo chadat, even though it's against the protocol, because she was not called in to come to the king. So that's the way we feel when it comes to the tefillah. Who are we to go stand in front of the Borei Olam? Borei Olam is so great. Who are we to ask him for forgiveness? Who are we to ask him for any of our needs? We should have no right to enter the holy palace. So every time we say Ubchen, we think Ubchen avoy la melech asher lo chadat. Who are we? That is the prerequisite of tefillah, which gives us the humility. Once there's humility, the pasuk says Zevhe Elohim ruach nishbara leb nishbar v'netke Elohim lo tibzeh. When Borei Olam sees the humility of the person before the tefillah, then he says this is like a korban in front of me. So every time we say Ubchen, it's a word of anava. That's only one word that we say in the prayers. Could you imagine all the other words and the kavanot and the nekudot that were written in these tefillot, how steep they are in the kavanot? Our basic kavanah should be that we're praying according to whatever the intention of the original writers of the tefillah was, and let their kavanot be included in our words. And like we say in the pasuk, Hashem yigmor ba'adi, God will finish. I started by saying the words of Hashem yigmor ba'adi, Borei Olam will finish the kavanot for us.